Australia may soon run out of water if we continue pulling water out of the ground at the current rate. You may not realise that most of the water we drink, shower under, and water our gardens with comes from underground because the few rivers we have are running dry. The level of groundwater extraction has doubled in the past few decades with the pressure of population growth and the demands of the mining sector, which is a huge consumer of water. Jake Morecambe reports.
The city of Mexico is sinking because it said too much water is being used and not enough attention has been given to controlling the rate of extraction. I'd be horrified if that sort of practice was occurring in Australia.
Mike Young, professor in water and environmental policy at the University of Adelaide. Groundwater extraction is at the core of the water conservation debate. In the last number of decades, Australia has seen groundwater extraction double. The Murray-Darling Basin, which spans the southeastern side of Australia, drains one-seventh of the Australian landmass. A number of agreements have been made between states to monitor levels extracted, but regulations are still made state to state.
There are a few borders agreements between, for example, South Australia and Victoria, and also really important a set of agreements for Australia's biggest groundwater resource, which is the Great Artesian Basin, which involves Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia in a massive water resource and managing that as best we can. And then, of course, the other big one is the Murray-Darling Basin, where the Murray-Darling Basin plan, as it gradually comes into place, puts limits on the amount of groundwater that can be taken in all of the basin states and territories.
But groundwater is still a very highly valuable resource.
It's such a predictable supply. It's not like a surface water resource in that you have to wait for it to rain. You can see the groundwater there, or not see it, but you can put a dipstick, if you like, into a well, see it's there, and draw it out, and provided you stay within limits of that are determined by recharge and also losses to the sea ultimately, you have a very, very reliable underground storage which doesn't evaporate.
What are the biggest negatives of excessive groundwater extraction?
The first one is, in fact, that you run it down too quickly, and to understand that you have to backtrack a little bit and realise that, in essence, there are two types of groundwater. There's groundwater which is being replenished every time it rains. There's a second type of groundwater which exists in some parts of Australia, which is a fossil resource. This is groundwater which was laid down many, many thousands of years ago, and the groundwater sits there just like a mineral resource. The question then is working out when and how quickly to use that water resource. On top of this, there's a whole pile of really challenging issues around water quality. The quality issues when you deplete an aquifer too quickly close to the sea, and then you have seawater intrusion as it's occurring. The seawater flows in back up the aquifer and makes the water unusable because you've got seawater. As we get into developing various types of coal seam gas, we're also finding as we can have highly polluted water that's full of, for example, heavy metals, and working out what to do with that water is a real challenge and how to manage it.
Do you think that individually we have become less concerned with the idea of conserving water?
If you go back to the heart of the millennium drought in the first decade of this century, every household was very, very aware of water, including groundwater, as an issue. They'd talk about it every few weeks, if not every night, at the table as people talked about how to save water because it was such an important issue for Australia. Now, most of Australia is out of the drought, so people have become lax. And it's things like World Water Day, which are designed to keep people aware of water management issues and to ensure that it's not only managed for people today, but it's also managed in a way that our children and their children's children will respect the management arrangements that we've put in place and our respect for the future of these resources and the world as a whole.
Mike Young there, Professor in Water and Environment Policy at the University of Adelaide, ending that report by Jake Morecambe.